Good morning and welcome to Press Pass for this holiday week. I'm Pat Feldball. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. My guest is the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, Mr. Tim Clark. Tim, good morning.
Well, good morning, Pat, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and all the listeners out there.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the holiday this week. My family, my friends, a great dinner. I have a lot to be grateful for this year, and I'm also looking forward to something cool on TV. And that's why I turn to you. You got anything good to recommend?
Well, you know, after that heavy Thanksgiving meal, I have something that will really tempt your appetite, I think. And that's on Sunday night on the ION television network. The world will get to see East Aurora in all its splendid glory in a movie that's called A Prince for Christmas. And, of course, this was the film that was shot in East Aurora last February, with director Fred Olen Ray coming out here to lend his sort of Christmas masterpiece in, you know, one of the greatest towns out there, East Aurora. And, you know, it's the quintessential small town in America. And thankfully, they, you know, those folks out there really came through and redecorated their homes and their businesses, you know, well into the new year, into February, and made it just look like it was December all over again.
Well, I think it's very exciting. And for the people who follow the film industry and are entertained by the fact that it's growing here in Western New York, and the listeners to this program, I think we're all a little excited to know that we've seen the production phase, the developmental phase, the production phase, and now we get to see the movie.
Yeah, and actually this one went along pretty quickly. When I think about it, it was about a year ago that we were first contacted by Fred Ray asking us if we had enough snow up here to, you know, provide a beautiful backdrop to for a Christmas movie. And so he called us in, I would say, late November, and then he traveled up here in December to sort of scout, you know, out the region, looked at a number of places, and then decided on East Aurora. Then he returned with some of his traveling crew and then hired a bunch of local crew here to lend his masterpiece, A Prince for Christmas. So in February he shot all of that, which when you think about it, wasn't all that long ago. And so they spent the summer editing it and doing a lot of the, you know, color correction and the sound recordings, you know, the ADR and the music. And you know, it's now done, and it will be seen, like I said, worldwide on Sunday night.
Well, you know, to sound a little perhaps corny with all of this, I think this is something that Western New York can be very grateful for at this time of Thanksgiving, as well as looking at this as a nice gift, a nice reflection on the spirit of the people and the jobs that you do at the Film Commission and all of Western New York that has put out a lot to make this business, this film business, a successful one.
Well, and that's what it takes. It takes a whole community, really, to get involved in making a successful movie. It makes it a great experience for out of town filmmakers to come here and do their art.
Well, Tim, we're out of time, but I want you to know that I am grateful to you, my friend, and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks, Pat, and the same to you and all of your listeners.
This is WBFO's Press Pass. I'm Pat Feldball. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.